So you're more likely to be discharged from hospital Monday to Friday than on a Saturday or Sunday or a public holiday. Ahead of the June bank holiday, our health correspondent Fergal Bowers has figures today which show for the first time the level of weekday patient discharges from public hospitals compared to weekends. The data reveals that among the biggest hospitals, just over 600 patients in total on average are discharged on weekdays, compared with an average of 200 patients discharged at weekends and public holidays. Fergal joins us in studio. Fergal, I suppose we've known for a long time anecdotally that this is the pattern of discharge from hospitals, but this is the first time that we've had sight of the data, which I suppose confirms what many people believed.
Yes, I mean, this is data the HSC has examined from February to April last, so it's very up to date, comparing weekends, weekdays and public holidays, discharges for those days. And I suppose the context is the build-up of patients you see at weekends and consequent overcrowdings seen in the early days of the following week, especially if there's a bank holiday weekend. And that the study found, for the main hospitals, the average total weekday patient discharge was 606 patients in total around the country, and at weekends and public holidays for those big hospitals the average was 202 patients, so significantly fewer. Now there are fewer days in the weekend, of course, but you do see the impact in that. And I suppose recently the chief executive of the HSC, Bernard Gloucester, said he wanted to see talks with unions on moving towards a 7-day working roster for the health system, allowing for more discharges at weekends, more senior decision making. But he also said he'd like to see staff to volunteer to work extra shifts this coming weekend. We've got a bank holiday weekend coming up to help reduce overcrowding. And the HSC just said a short time ago that it'll have a good picture of how that's all worked out after this weekend. But extra measures have been put in place to transfer patients from hospitals in advance of this weekend.
Right. So you've given us the global or the national overall figures, but there are quite marked differences between different hospitals, different parts of the country.
There are. The best performing hospitals for weekend discharges, which is, I suppose, the area that people are looking for, the main improvement, were St. James's in Dublin, Beaumont in Dublin, and Cork University Hospital. And I suppose the lowest performing hospitals for weekend discharges were Our Lady's Navan, Wexford General, and Port Yonkla in Galway. This data was presented to the recent meeting of the Emergency Department Task Force. So it's going to be used, I think, to drive improvements.
Mm. Now, in relation to how this data will be used, it was prepared for the emergency Department's Emergency Task Force on Hospital Overcrowding. So how might it be expected to inform the HSC's approach to this?
I'm sure the HSC will be presenting this to all of the unions to show this is hard data. We've never seen this before. It's very, very useful data in the first place. So now we it's a concrete picture on every hospital and the discharge at weekdays, weekends and public hospitals for every major hospital in the country. And it also looks at the types of hospitals, like the big level 4 type hospitals or the major hospitals, level 3 slightly lesser. So hospitals have different activity. It is important to say on a caveat that hospitals have different catchment areas, deal with different population profiles, they have different resources, specialties and staffing, as well as different access to nursing home and community beds around their area. So those and other factors would have some influence, on performance, and that does need to be borne in mind when you're looking at discharge comparisons, but it's a valuable exercise.
Fergal Bowers, health correspondent, thank you very much for that.